The Israel Report with Rolene Marx.
Good afternoon, Rolene Marx. How are you today?
Well, good afternoon, Gary Broomberg. I am good, and yourself?
Very well, thank you. So today, looking at sort of what's happening, the headlines, Iran's Ayatollah Khamenei has been ramping up his hate-filled rhetoric against Israel and the Jewish people in the last couple of days. Yesterday there was a particular appalling tweet, and today he spoke of Zionist conspiracies. So what was the Ayatollah, what was it that he said? I mean, what actually happened?
Well, look, I think that he has been channeling from Mein Kampf or something, but his tweet yesterday was utterly appalling, basically calling Zionists. He's very careful not to use the word Jew, but we know what he's talking about. He says, we've always been a plague, even before establishing the fraudulent Zionist regime, that meaning Israel. Even then, Zionist capitalists were a plague for the whole world. So going straight to those classic, horrendous, medieval tropes, Jews controlling the world, Jews a plague, straight out of the Adolf Hitler playbook. Really, really appalling. And what is equally appalling is that he still has a platform on Twitter. You know, former President Donald Trump, I know he's very polarizing, like him, don't like him, but wherever you stand on the former president, you can't deny that if you're going to give a repugnant anti-Semite like Khamenei a platform to spew his hatred and his bile, which is much more hateful than anything the former president could ever have tweeted out, why is former President Donald Trump, you know, basically banned for life? Why has Twitter not banned Al-Khamenei? And he doubled down again yesterday. He said that, you know, uncovering Zionist plots must be part of every Muslim's Hajj. That's the pilgrimage to the holy city of Mecca in Saudi Arabia. Very interesting that he chose Saudi Arabia to focus on, because we have heard murmurings over the last couple of months of rapprochement between Israel and the Saudis. He says that exposing the Zionist plots and conspiracies is one of the essential duties, and that the Arab and non-Arab governments that move towards normalizing their relations with the Zionist regime against the will of their nations and for the will of the United States must know that these interactions will bring them nothing but exploitation at the hands of the Zionist regime. So he is really doubling down on the vile, despicable rhetoric that he has become known for, but nothing as vile as his horrendous tweet yesterday.
It's interesting you say that, because, I mean, he's got a history of saying sort of hateful things. And why specifically now? I mean, what's brought this latest sort of spout on?
Well, I think it's because the IAEA, which is the atomic energy body, has censured Iran. Iran has not fulfilled their legal requirements as far as, you know, safeguard violations are concerned, and they have been very heavily censured by a majority vote. In fact, yesterday when it was announced, Israel thanked the IAEA, who incidentally have just been in the country meeting with officials here. And I think it is a ploy to try and move or detract attention from the fact that Iran has been heavily censured.
It's he just seems to have hatred, and he seems to just spew out this hatred. And I think we'll have to just follow the story. So, but the head of Yad Vashem is scheduled to meet Pope Francis today at the Vatican. So this is quite a historic meeting, I take it. And why is this so historic? Why is this so important?
This is extremely important because, first of all, this is the first time that an official, the head of Yad Vashem, is meeting with His Holiness Pope Francis. You know, Israel does have diplomatic ties with the Holy See, which is the kind of political arm of the Vatican, but this is the first time that the head of Yad Vashem has been granted a private audience with the Pope or with any Pope. So it's extremely historical. I have been following Yad Vashem's Twitter account all throughout the day, sharing photographs. And Danny Dayan, who is the chairman, says the very fact that I was granted this private audience with His Holiness Pope Francis, the first time a chairman of Yad Vashem has been given the opportunity to meet with the Pope in the Vatican, highlights the importance that the head of the Catholic Church places on Holocaust remembrance and the fight against anti-Semitism. It's very, very important because the Catholic Church faced a lot of criticism during and after the Holocaust for their lack of trying to prevent the genocide, the wholesale slaughter of the Jewish people, even though they were allegedly knowledgeable about what was happening. And there has been, over the years, over the decades, a real effort by the Catholic Church to try and correct some of the anti-Semitism that has been present in the church for a very, very long time, including revising some of the prayers that allege that Jews were responsible for deicide. So today's meeting between His Holiness Pope Francis and the chairman of Yad Vashem was not just historical, but it sends a very, very important message out to the world, especially as anti-Semitism rises, especially as Holocaust inversion and distortion, which is a new kind of type of denial, is rising around the world.
What do you think was likely discussed? What would have been the topics, do you think?
Well, the little that we do know, you know, we don't have a readout as yet, but we do know that they were slated to discuss the importance of Holocaust research and education, and also the importance of Holocaust remembrance in the Christian world. You know, we kind of take it for granted in the Jewish world that we're knowledgeable about the Holocaust, that we allocate certain times of the year, Yom HaShoah, International Holocaust Memorial Day, to remember, to commemorate, to educate. But it's important that this happens throughout the world. And according to some who are in attendance, they will also be looking at ways to collaborate between the Vatican and Yad Vashem to also fight anti-Semitism and racism. You know, there's a lot of anti-Semitism that is happening around the subject of Holocaust.
So I've got a question that's just coming from Roland. Thank you, Roland, for Roline. So, Roline, perhaps Roland's asking, perhaps Yad Vashem can demand some answers and some repentance from the Pope for the Inquisition. Do you know if the Inquisition's office actually still exists?
Roland, that's a great question. I think I'm going to have to do some homework for you. But I see the assignment, I accept the assignment, and hopefully next week I will have an answer for you on this assignment.
I think, thank you. Thank you, Roland. It's great when we get the questions coming through. And yeah, I look forward to hearing back from you, Roline, on that. And then, Roline, the African country of Liberia, will open an office now in Jerusalem. So are there any hopes that this will eventually become an embassy?
Well, this is a great question. And the West African country that currently doesn't have an embassy in Israel announced yesterday that they're going to be opening an office that will serve as a commercial office. So they've put in the papers. There is a delegation meeting in Israel right now. And they met with the defense ministry, with the foreign ministry. They're looking at ways of increasing trade, tourism, dealing with drought. Drought is a big problem for Liberia. And this is really extraordinary because we spoke the other day about how Africa is opening up more and more to Israel. African countries want to deal more and more with Israel. Are you paying attention, Durko? And Liberia is a country that has always been very friendly towards Israel. They have sided with Israel at the United Nations and at the African Union, something I'm sure that's going to stick in some people's craw. But we look forward to them opening their office, and the hope is that this will eventually grow into a fully operational diplomatic mission.
So thank you, Rolene. And that was Rolene Marks with the Israel Report.